Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. U.S. citizens imprisoned abroad often become causes. Their families and citizens' groups lobby for leniency. U.S. government officials work to free them, or failing that, ensure that they receive due process, be treated fairly in court, and if convicted, that the punishment they receive fits the crime. When foreign nationals commit a crime in the U.S., their consulates work to avoid what the vast majority of U.N. member states consider to be barbaric. Execution. A Mexican government program has paid millions of dollars to American lawyers for tracking and assisting Mexican nationals charged in death penalty cases here in the U.S. The Marshall Project's Maurice Chama wrote about the Mexican Capital Legal Assistance Program. And Maurice, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thanks for having me.
How long has this program been funded by Mexico's government?
It's been funded since the year 2000, but it has a history that goes before that. There's sort of a long tradition of Mexico putting in money to train lawyers, American lawyers, who are defending Mexican nationals who are facing the death penalty.
What kind of help do nationals fighting the death penalty get here in the U.S. with this program?
So when someone's charged and is potentially facing the death penalty after they've committed murder or allegedly committed it, an attorney will be appointed by the court, and then there is a sort of network of American lawyers who are on this payroll from the Mexican government who keep track of these cases. They swoop in, they call up the attorneys who have been appointed, and they offer all sorts of help, money for trainings. Oftentimes, early on in a death penalty case, a sort of crucial element is research on the background and the upbringing of the person who's facing the death penalty. The idea is that if you get more evidence that that person had a very tough upbringing, that there are sort of reasons to grant them mercy, that evidence can be very powerful to prosecutors and juries, and so getting it early is important, and it can often be hard to get if the person grew up in Mexico and you're talking about going maybe to a small town where accessibility is an issue, language is an issue for these American lawyers. So the Mexican program trains them on how to look for this evidence and then helps sort of clear the way for them to travel in Mexico and get this kind of evidence, mitigation evidence is what it's called.
You write in part about illustrating this program with Angel Campos Nava, a man who was charged with killing his wife, Leslie Hope Plott, I think, in Alabama. So
that's right.
Run it through that case.
So it was sort of interesting that it took place in Alabama, which is famous for having particularly harsh anti-immigration laws. It's the state of Jeff Sessions, who is one of Trump's most outspoken supporters. But in early 2013, 25-year-old Leslie Hope Plott was murdered and caught on camera was her estranged husband, Angel Campos Nava, who had come to the U.S. illegally many years before, had several domestic violence charges against the victim. And, you know, his guilt was not so much in doubt. The real question was over whether or not he would face the death penalty. And pretty soon after his lawyer, a woman named Rebecca Thomason, was appointed, she was contacted by the Mexican Capital Legal Assistance Program and basically offered all sorts of help in Mr. Nava's defense, including travel to Mexico, travel to trainings around the country. And it was at one of these trainings that she met actually an American anthropologist who was living in Cuernavaca, a man named Charlie Goff. And together they went down to this tiny little town in Mexico where Mr. Nava had been born and raised and came back up with all kinds of evidence about how he had been beaten as a child, how he had been raised in sort of atrocious poverty, a kind of poverty that would be, you know, very difficult for a lot of Americans to imagine. All of this evidence together helped sway the prosecutor, the district attorney in their county in Alabama, to back down and to allow Mr. Nava to plead for a life sentence. And it is hard to imagine that Ms. Thomason, you know, Nava's attorney, would have been able to get all that evidence and sway him without, you know, that money and assistance from the Mexican government.
Was she a public defender?
She was, yes.
And that's probably the case for a lot of these people who are illegal immigrants in the United States, I imagine.
Yeah, precisely. A lot of them are not going to have the money to pay for their own attorney. So they're going to be sort of placed with whatever public defender or court-appointed attorney will handle their case. And the quality of that attorney can range all over the map, depending on what state and what county you're in. So this you know, influx of money is basically like the equivalent of being able to hire a really good lawyer.
So how much money is the Mexican government spending on these cases?
I looked at government records. You know, the program has to file different kinds of documents with the Department of Justice because it's a foreign government participating in our legal system. And the budget shows that it's been, you know, between $3.5 million to a little bit more than $4 million a year. There was one document that showed a list of cases and the number of cases they were looking at in a given year, and it was about 135 cases. So when you just break that out, you're talking about between $20,000 and $30,000 per year per case. And when you compare that to the fact that in some states the amount of money that defenders can be paid is $1,000 or significantly less, you can see how this money starts to sort of shape the outcome.
$1,000 in a death penalty case?
Yeah, in some states, in Alabama, the Equal Justice Initiative, which is a nonprofit there that does a lot of these cases, had found that courts had capped the fees that could be charged by defense attorneys to $1,000. You know, in recent years, you've seen that amount of money tick up, particularly as courts have realized that, or courts have decided that defendants are entitled to better expert witnesses, more investigation, more of this kind of mitigation investigation as was taking place in Nava's case.
Does the Mexican government offer assistance in any other kind of criminal cases involving nationals?
Not that I know of, though I don't want to speak completely, you know, 100% across the board on that. This is the sort of primary area where their involvement is pretty robust. And it kind of goes back to a sort of broader and deeper opposition to the death penalty in Mexico.
Any other countries do this, similar programs?
They do, or at least they have in the past. You know, there have been, there are no formalized programs anymore from other countries because there simply are too few nationals from those countries facing the death penalty. But for a handful of years in the 2000s, El Salvador had a similar program. And then you hear about, you know, in individual cases, Germany, England, other European countries getting involved in one way or another in the defense of nationals from their countries.
We're talking with Maurice Chama of the Marshall Project about Mexico's Capital Legal Assistance Program. That's a program that helps to track and also to assist cases of Mexican nationals charged with capital crimes in the United States and also to assist their legal teams. So in the case of Mr. Campos Navo, the assistance helped to keep him off of death row. Has it been successful in keeping other convicted murderers off of death row?
It has. It can be difficult to kind of get data on the program because, you know, it's run by the Mexican government, and then it is actually implemented by American lawyers. And both those parties are fairly sort of closed-mouthed when it comes to kind of discussing their work and putting their work out there in the media because, you know, they understand, particularly in this presidential season, that the relationship between Mexico and the U.S., while stable, has all sorts of tensions around immigration, and they, I think, are sensitive to the idea that they might be accused of sort of meddling in the American criminal justice system. But that said, there was a 2008 article by the head of the program, who was an attorney in Tucson, Arizona, named Greg Kirkendall, and at the time he claimed that their records showed that they had a 95% success rate in keeping about 300 Mexican nationals from being executed. Now, that's not all keeping them from being sent to death row in the first place. And in some cases, you'll have, you know, an older case maybe from the 80s and 90s where a Mexican national was sent to death row and the Mexican government was not aware of it. But once they became aware, they started getting involved with that defendant's appeals. So, you know, contesting all sorts of aspects of the case that would sort of stave off an execution. There have been a handful of specific instances where Mexican nationals were executed, often against the sort of strenuous opposition of the Mexican government. There's a handful of sort of big famous cases like that. A former president of Mexico refused a visit to George W. Bush's ranch in Crawford after one of these executions. So it's been kind of a source of tension between the two countries. But overall, it is sort of very clear that the program has kind of had an immense effect in terms of keeping Mexican nationals off death row in the U.S.
We here in the U.S. often hear about deplorable conditions for Americans who've been imprisoned abroad, of course, depending on the country. But do other countries look at American penitentiaries and sentencing in an equally bad light?
They definitely do, yeah. I mean, the death penalty is a kind of symbol of punitiveness and a symbol of a kind of very harsh way of handling crime that many European countries and then also many non-European countries like Mexico see as kind of a illustrative of a kind of a particularly brutal American justice system. You constantly hear in Europe sort of criticisms of the American criminal justice system, that it's barbaric, that it's overly harsh. A lot of Europeans have become particularly concerned about solitary confinement. They think that it's torture, and they think that it kind of puts the U.S. in league with countries like China and Saudi Arabia and Iran that have sort of checkered human rights reputations. And, you know, the criminal justice system is one area, and the death penalty in particular is an area where sort of international norms kind of put the United States more in a category with these other countries, again, China, India, Iran, Saudi Arabia, than with sort of its Western European peers.
Maurice, thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Maurice Chama, staff writer for the Marshall Project. You'll find a link to read his article, How Mexico Saves Its Citizens from the Death Penalty in the United States, at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.